You've got to meet on some kind of a common level.
Right. Kind of baffling, you know. Wonder if anything is being learned in schools, or whether the schools haven't become just a big sociological experiment. Whether anything is, if you wouldn't mind, maybe we could go back to the school where you attended.
It just
occurred to me here. What did you? What kinds of things did you study? What were the prestige subjects for a boy when you were young?
What were our subjects in school?
Yes, and what particularly seemed to be the best for boys?
Well, our subjects were practically, I guess, the same thing that they study in schools today. Of course, we had reading, writing, and arithmetic, algebra, geometry, trigonometry.
Was the study of mathematics superior to, considered superior, say, to the study of reading, or did you?
Well, we studied, I had Latin. We didn't have any of the foreign languages. We had what we call the dead languages. Had Latin in my high school, and as I said, algebra, and arithmetic. I don't think I had any trigonometry till I got to the university. Geometry. Yes, I had some geometry in high school. Had on a rolling level. And of course we had English and chemistry, botany. We had all that.
After you left there, you came to a boarding school in Oxford?
Well, I came to Oxford School, and I finished I came 2 years here to the high school. Then I taught in the county school 2 years. I taught 1 year, and then I went 2 years to university. They let you teach in the grammar school right out of high school.
I see.
That was 1914. And then I taught in, as I say, I went to university 2 years. Then I taught, out in Hutt community. And a lot I taught. I taught algebra, and Latin, and I had two boys that were unusually brilliant boys, and one of them was turned out to be one of the greatest engineers in the United States. A fellow named Denton, New York City. And you didn't know what he was going to do, and I got him studying engineering. But that's